Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, that's okay, too, because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and I am on a mission. I'm on a mission to get these businesses right. Folks, I'm telling you, if we can just get our economics right, if we can get our money straight, if we can get our finances in order, a whole lot of things just tend to fall into place. You can't do jack without money. I'm just sorry. I've tried. I know. I've tried both. I've tried it with money. I've tried it without money. Believe me, folks, money is better. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I want to welcome also my co-host today, Ms. Kia Coppedge. Good morning, Kia.
Good morning.
How's everything in Kia world?
Kia World is doing just fine.
Kia's one of these money folks. She just looks like money. Money coming out of her pockets, her purse, behind her ears. Well, she's going to be with us as co-host for the next few months, hopefully beyond. But she's got this event coming up that she's been, matter of fact, last week, was it last month, the Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar. Girl, that thing was off the chain.
Yes, it was.
Good. Well, see, I'm one of these guys going there, think he knows everything anyway, right? I went in my chest off. And I was emceeing, by the way, y'all. Wait. I was emceeing, and so I went in there like, yeah, man, these folks can't teach me anything. Shoot, I'm in the world. I done been out here. I done bought houses, cars, and stocks, and bonds, and they can't teach me jack.
Man, you the main one with the notes.
By the time I left there, I felt like I didn't know how to say my name. I feel like I need to take that group with me. I was like, hey, I'm scared to leave here without these people. It's so much. It is so much. It's amazing what you don't know that people know what they know.
Right.
It's what you don't know that puts you in this.
Uh-huh. Makes you go, don't know what you don't know.
Oh, my God. But anyway, folks, we're going to talk about that a little
later
on. You
weren't the only one with that, you know, effect. You know that, right?
I could tell from. Okay. I talked to people. And these folks are coming out. They sharp, got big cars out front. They left these big question marks. They came in with these big question marks over their head. And the longer they were there, the bigger the question marks got. Like, I need to know more now. I need to know more. And that's why most people say they were coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. They said they were coming back, and they were coming back with people.
With people.
Right, I mean, right. We had people join the team. We had to create a position for someone to join the team to get this message out to others. So yeah, it was a great event.
This lady said she was gonna bring her son, gonna fly her son from California. I said,
really?
I said, really? She said, yes. She said, it's that important. Well, folks, go to marketingpulpit.com event section and see what we're talking about. It's the Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar sponsored by Miss Kia Coppedge and her group. And we're gonna talk about that a little later on. She's also gonna talk about the time is now to get on that road from debt to wealth. Don't wait. What folks waiting on?
I think folks are just enjoying life.
Yeah, they're
just enjoying life. And I was one of those two, just enjoying life until life hit me.
Life will hit you.
Yeah. So we time is now. The time is now to act, you know, to change some things, to get, you know, your life right, you know, your money right, you know, your family right, you know, your credit right, you know, everything, you know, right. We don't know when there's going to be another crisis.
All right.
So would you rather be prepared?
Yes, ma'am. So hang on. We're going to talk about that at the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about some of the things you need to do to get right, because the time is now. Later in the show, I am going to talk about social media and internet safety. Unless you've been in a cave the last few weeks, you have noticed that it's been all about safety. It's been all about Mark Zuckerberg and what happened with Facebook. So we're going to talk about later in the show. And speaking of that, let's talk about our hashtag headlines. And by the way, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Miss Kia Coppedge. And we're going to talk about a lot today. Also, I'm going to talk about targeting by profiling. One of the tenets of marketing is to get your audience, to zero in on the right audience. And if you're not doing that, then I will guarantee you that your marketing and advertising efforts will fail if you don't understand audience and targeting. So we're going to talk about targeting by profiling also today. So we have a full schedule, very full schedule as always. And you are free to join us. Call us at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. Well, I was listening to the news last night, Kia. You have to almost put on like a screen, a filter, cover your ears.
Yeah.
When you listen to the news nowadays, between porn stars and presidents calling former FBI directors slime balls. Well, once again, Trump is in the hot seat again. I mean, his seat is just on fire.
And when does he get out?
He's never out of the hot seat. It's a permanent seat for him. Former FBI director James Comey has coming out with his book. And in this new book, he has claimed that the president conducts himself like a crime boss. He said he's been prosecuting criminals and mafioso types for some time. And he said President Trump fits that same profile, the same MO. He feels like he is dealing with a crime boss. He also went as far as to say that Trump was a congenital liar. That means somebody who just is in their blood. They can't help themselves.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Trump, not to be outdone, said that Comey, he's an untruthful slime ball. What era have we ever been in where you have a former FBI director calling the president, the sitting president, a congenital liar, and a president who, instead of saying, I am above this, I am going to be worrying about what's happening. Instead of worrying about what's happening in Syria and the stock market and all the other issues that are going on, he gets on Twitter this morning and called the former FBI director an untruthful slime ball, among other things. You know what, Kim? I've got to work on my trash talking. These guys making me look like a chump.
I do too. We can work on it together.
I'm serious, man. I gotta brush up on my name calling a little bit. These guys got some goodies.
Untruthful. I wonder slime what ball. Would he do without Twitter? If Twitter did not exist.
That's a good question. Email? No, it's not the same though. It's not the same. That's a good question. He probably wouldn't be president, to be honest.
Without Twitter?
Can we blame Twitter for Trump? Let me go blow up my Twitter account. Oh, boy. Now, here's a sad story. This couple, the Hart family, I'm sure you've heard about this, where this couple, it was a, and now racing and gender may not be the main story, but the it was a gay white couple, two women adopted six African-American children. And now they're finding out that these kids were living in hell. They were going through a living hell. One jumped out of a window at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What?
To run across to tell the neighbors that they were being abused.
Wow.
Kids were saying they were starved. They were pulled out of school and homeschooled after they came under scrutiny. Back in 2010, and also their biological aunt tried to adopt three of the kids, and they were denied, and they were given to this couple instead.
Wow.
And they had concerns from three different states, Texas, California, and one other state where they had lived. So they were kind of on the run, because as soon as people would figure them out, they would move. And so finally, the tragic ending of this story, they drove their van off a cliff into the ocean. Into the rocks below, and they found the two adults and three of the children, and they think three of them just washed out to sea.
Wow!
So there's just so much in that story that these kids were crying out for help,
and no one helped them.
Nobody helped them.
And three states.
Yeah, and you have to wonder: did the race play a part in it? Did if these were white kids that were being abused like that by a black couple?
would that, be a different story.
I'm sure it would have been.
Yeah.
Now, to the defense of the authorities, they would respond, but they wouldn't take any action. And I think they were starting to close in on them.
But it was too late.
It was too late. Now, I think they should have taken some stronger action sooner, but so we really had a really sad
story. So they
were
under investigation.
Right. They were in the radar. They were on the sights of the authorities, and as the authorities started closing in on them, that's when they decided to do a Jim Jones number and commit a mass suicide. So that's a sad story. That was so much there.
That's really sad. Yeah.
I think that should open up the eyes of people in that service, in those type of services, to take the blinders off. Just because you see a certain demographic doesn't mean they're all good and that the kids are bad.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine how the aunt feels.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That aunt.
She could have saved their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you wonder, was she denied because of this other couple? They said, well, you know, you got an aunt here, black aunt.
You only taking white. 3 out of the 5, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
Terrible. Plus, the couple, the abusing couple, was also awarded $240,000 because you get paid when you adopt children. That's actually a financial incentive. That shouldn't be the reason you do it, but that can't be discounted.
Should I change my profession?
I don't want to see you in a van full of kids the next time I see you, Kia. I'm going to report you right away. And watch her. She is not doing it for the right reason. Oh, boy. Syria and Russia and Trump, they're trying to pretend they're fighting each other. I think it's all a front. Trump tweets out to, of course, Syria has been accused of dropping gas on its people, and Russia has pretty much said, look, Trump, don't you do anything. We got our men over here. And then Trump said, I'm sending missiles at you, some nice, smart missiles. So here they come. And this is the same guy that used to beat up on President Obama to not telegraph what you're going to be doing in your foreign policy.
Yeah.
Now, he's going to tweet it, basically.
He's going to tweet it.
Which is there forever. Boy, Paul Ryan is decided to retire from Congress. I am so tired of these guys retiring and then going out getting tough. They just little wimps as long as they're in the office.
It's a carrot. When they get out, dangling the carrot.
Yeah. They get out, all of a sudden they write books, they stick their chests out, they criticize the president.
And tell it all.
Tell it all, but they do nothing while they're in office.
It's the carrot.
And then finally, we got Bill Cosby again. He's back. A lot of people have been saying that, well, you know, Bill Cosby you got all these white ladies who are accusing his brother of improprieties. Well, there's a lady called Lisa Lott Lublin who took the stand yesterday, a black lady. She was a former actress and model. She said she drank something and woke up the next day in her own bed and not sure how she got there. Thanks to Mr. Cosby. Folks, we're going to be taking a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a little bit more about Mark Zuckerberg and what you can do to protect your online privacy. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I have Kia Coppage in the booth. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Unbound.org. Southbound 295, heavy from Eastern Avenue down to East Capitol Street. And crossing the Roosevelt Bridge into the district from Arlington County, very slow. There's a work zone in the right lane on the bridge, so that is an unusual backup there. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, heading westbound, southbound on 395 toward the 3rd Street Tunnel to work zone at 6th and 7th Street, so look for a backup there as well. What's the education of your children worth? There are children across the world who lack the privilege of going to school. Change the story for one child at unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Sunny, high 83 degrees, clear overnight tonight down to 62. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Could see a couple of afternoon clouds, but that's it. A high around 80 degrees. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
Put that social media platform down until you hear the next segment. We're going to talk about how you are probably unwittingly surrendering your privacy on your social media platforms. There's so many things that happen because we just didn't get the information. We didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
we be destroying ourselves with our finances, with our personal privacy and safety, with our money, with our education, because we didn't know. That's why this show, The Marketing Pulpit, is so needed in our community. So if you're not tuning in every week, then shame on you. I'll give you a pass. I know you didn't know about me. That's another reason. Now that you know, tell everybody else. Because we're going to show you how to save money, make money, and be successful in business. And we keep you abreast of what's going on in the world. Mark Zuckerberg has sat before Congress now. He sat for over 10 hours. And he's trying to explain to these Cro-Magnon men up in on Capitol Hill what Facebook was doing, what it didn't do. And they're sitting there with these big blank stares on their face like, what the heck
did
he
just
say? What
did he talk about?
He might as well have been talking Greek. What'd you say there, Barney? What them Facebooks? Them Twitters and Facebooks. No, I'm not Twitter. I'm Facebook. Facebooks. Are you MySpace? No, that's not my. That's gone. But it's really interesting to watch these little guys sitting there with these, like they didn't know what to ask. What's a tweet? What's a like? Do you like me? So Mark said, no, that with this like smug look on his face. Man, it has that been an ever an easier quizzing question? but anyway, he did sat there and he gave his testimony. And if you haven't already, Facebook has decided to try to put people at ease by saying, we're going to tell you if your information was compromised. You know, sometimes you almost don't want to know. It's like, I'm already feeling bad enough. Leave me wondering and let me assume that I am, but don't tell me.
Tell me, yeah.
Because what they've sent out, if you go into your Facebook page, if you were compromised, you're going to get a little pop-up window that says your information may have been shared in the Cambridge Analytical debacle. And now this what ticks you off. This the bad part, Kim, is that generally, in most cases, it wasn't what you did.
It's what they did.
What your friends did.
Ooh.
That got you in the hot water.
And that's bad.
Yeah, because that was For example, there's a game out there called This Is Your Digital Life. It's like a little app you download. You can play with your pictures and your friends' pictures and all this kind of stuff. Well, that app has been flagged by Facebook as one that possibly was the culprit that got a lot of folks' information shared.
Wow.
And so they have actually disabled that app. They took it off their platform. But not before it was responsible for the sharing of many people's information. So if you haven't gotten that already, then just know it may be coming. And if you haven't, then you may be one of the lucky ones.
So what do one do now that you know?
Let me give you some examples. Well, one thing they're saying that Facebook actually has a whole page on their website on what things you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say they even went as far as saying, let's say you had some compromising photos or something. And if somebody's now trying to use that information against you,
wow,
and they're saying, do this, take these steps. If somebody, like if you're in an abuse case where like a husband or wife is stalking somebody, they broke up and now they're having issues, they were saying, here are some steps you can take to protect yourself going forward. So they're really worried about this Pandora's box that they've opened and how people may be hurt by it. And so
they're worried now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're worried.
Not before.
No, they weren't worried before. And so these Congress people who were quizzing Mark Zuckerberg, they didn't have enough knowledge about how things work to get into the deep question that needed to be answered.
Exactly. And he knew that.
Yeah, he knew that. He went there like, man,
this is sweet.
Those dudes and that, yeah. He probably, right. Probably don't even have a Facebook account. Now, Mark Zuckerberg also said that his account was compromised as well. He may have just said that just to make us feel good.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're speaking about that, let me talk about some things that you can do going forward with your social media and internet in general. Now, you don't have to be, it doesn't take Cambridge Analytica or the Russians to really get most people's information. Because in essence, what you're basically doing is say, look, I'm not home. The door is wide open. And
when
here's a map.
Share,
and
when you a share map. Every move on Facebook. Yeah.
And here's a map how to get here.
You don't have the location's on and everything.
That's exactly right. So you don't have to be Cambridge Analytica to get most people's data. So before you start beating up on Facebook too hard.
Got
to
beat up on yourself.
Beat up on you. Look in the mirror. I'm not letting Facebook off the hook, but I'm just saying there are some things that you should be doing. And something as high tech and as involved as social media and technology, you shouldn't be putting your personal information on it if you don't understand how it works. Bottom
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you understand it, you know all the buttons to push and what to disable, share, and share alike. But if you're sitting there saying to yourself, you just got on it last week for the first time, and you done dumped everything on
there. Everything on there.
So here's some tips. First of all, there is no such thing as private.
Ooh.
That is a gut punch.
Ooh.
Private is pretty much gone. Because if you put it out there, it's out there pretty much to stay.
Forever.
And, you know, it doesn't mean everything you put out there is going to be shared or it's going to come back to haunt you. But just know that you just have to be more particular about what you put out there. And I'm sure, like I said, a lot of people just got caught. They didn't realize, and myself, I didn't realize how big and how nefarious some of these players are. Some of these people like Cambridge Analytica and this Global Science Research Group and some of these people that were doing these things, and even innocent people got caught up in it. Their role may not have been nefarious or had malicious intent, but they were being used by parties who were.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's where it gets tripped. That's where it really gets troubling. Now, here are five things you should never share on social media. Number one, your social security number. Now, this stuff is really like 101. Do not ever share your social security number, not even the last four digits.
Have you seen that?
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you. I've seen it all. Never share your full birth date.
Oh, goodness. I have to change my information.
Now, it's not that bad to show your year and your, not your, your month and your day. That's not too bad. But to give
but
your full.
73?
Yeah. You're asking
I'm about to
for,
change it now, right
you're
now.
Unlocking. All right, let me pause while Kia Googling. Kia, actually, this is a working meeting today. Because you just put enough pieces of data together, then somebody can build a profile of you. They would a person with a malicious intent would start building another profile. They would start to duplicate you, and once they get enough information, really, they can build another. They can create another Kia out here in the social world.
They're gonna have some challenges with this one.
So there is no other Kia, right?
Not like this one.
All right, here's one: do not give up your home address and phone number. Now, some people do this. There is no reason under the sun for you to put your address on your social media. Now, if you're a business, that's different. Because business, that's public. You want people to come to your business. But there is never any reason to put your home address and phone number on your social media account.
No phone number?
No. Not your personal. Goodness. Not your personal. Now, if you're in your business, that's one thing. But personal, no. Now let me clarify something. When I say put it on there, I mean don't make it public. Now, when you're setting up the account, some of these things won't let you go forward until you fill in certain fields.
Yeah.
But you don't have to make it public. Like, you can put your date of birth in your Facebook account, but you don't have to make it public. There's a setting that says, do not show my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Of course, don't show your passwords and PIN numbers, and never, ever put your banking and credit card information on social media. Now, some of these things are pretty obvious, but some you may have a flub. So go back and look at your home phone numbers and addresses and things like that and make sure they're not there. Also, now while we're on this privacy, let's go back and look at your privacy settings. All of these accounts, all of these platforms have settings that you can change and modify. So you want to go in there and make sure, like for instance, on some content, you can say, look, I want only to share. There's actually a setting in Facebook where you can share things with only you. If you have something you want to be able to just look at every now and then on your Facebook page, but not share with others, you can put it on only you. Then there's only friends, then there's friends of friends, and then there's public.
Public. Yeah.
So go back and make sure you have those settings set. Think before you post. Just ask yourself, am I comfortable with my enemies having this information?
What about if other people post something about you.
Ooh, good one.
Now, how do you get that off?
Let me flip down to that one.
If they don't take it off themselves.
Respect your friends and family's privacy. Now, there are some people that really don't do social media.
Or can't because of their jobs.
That's right. That is so true.
Yeah.
So before you go hog wild with people's information, you got to make sure that they're not under some type of clearance.
Yep.
They're not being stalked by somebody.
Yep.
You could be opening up somebody else to a world of hurt because you're so happy on social media.
Yep.
That is put a big star beside that. Respect the privacy of your friends and family.
So you have to get permission.
Yeah. Exactly.
To post.
As you said earlier, turn off those geolocations. Most of those things that say, can I put that geolocations on, they don't really need it. Now, if it's a map program, yeah, you might. But most of this stuff on, you know, whether you
You drive past the hospital and said, check in.
Yeah, right. A cooking app does not need your location. Folks, we're gonna finish up some of these after the break. Also, we're going to talk about the time is now. We're going to talk about the event that's coming up. So hang around so I go through some more of these things that you can do to put your information on privacy. This is The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gate with your host I have in the studio, my co-host, Ms. Kia Cobbage. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man.
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL with Tom Joyner in the morning. Reverend Al Sharp. Carl Nelson. C. Al. Pat Thornton. The Marketing Pulpit. Nikita Floyd. Barbara Arnwine. Dr. Mariah. Power Talk. Dr. Quarter. Butch McAdams. Moonman. Harbor Light. Hope Housing. And Reverse Mortgage. Listen worldwide at WOLDCnews.com and follow us on Instagram at WOLDC News. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power.
WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
The month of April is the month of so many different occasions and events. I was looking at this list here, Kia. Amateur Radio Month. Hey, who you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? Who you calling an amateur? Look at some of those things.
They talking about me, amateur.
Give me a couple of them, Kia. Which one you find most amusing?
I saw one, Month of the Military Child.
Wait. People be just making up months.
National Couple Appreciation Month.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I mean, isn't that supposed to be every day?
You would think. You would think.
Appreciating every single day. I don't know.
That'd be Fresh Fresh Florida Tomato Month. Now, does a Florida tomato need a month? Seems like they could fit that in like a weekend, or at least maybe an hour. A whole month of Florida fresh tomatoes. Oh my
God. So what about Community Service Month? Does that mean everyone in the community do an act of service?
You would think. See, community service deserves a month. But some of these other things.
But that should be often.
National Month of Hope. Okay, I like that one. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Learn and Garden Month. I guess.
National Inventors Month.
Inventors. Okay,
this month. Yeah.
Alcohol awareness. Well, I'm already aware of alcohol. I don't need a whole month to be aware of alcohol. Maybe we need an alcohol unawareness month so you can begin up.
National Multiple Birth Awareness Month.
Multiple birth.
So I guess if you have more than, like if you had twins
like
or quintuplets. And
remember that black family had those quintuplets a few years ago? It was all over the news.
What would you do if that was you?
I would find a cliff to drive off. I wouldn't take them with me. I'd leave them behind, of course.
You're going to leave the wife behind with all the kids?
I couldn't. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of people. No, I'm sure that. But see, that people tend to rally and support people that have those babies. You get all these free diapers and water, and people give you a free house.
Now, this one is interesting.
National Decorating Month.
No, that's not decorating. Oh, yeah, that one is. But this one, National Donate Life Awareness.
Donate life.
Donate life. Whoa.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, that is.
National Cannabis Awareness Month. Yeah, what's his name? The guy, John Boehner, who resigned from Congress a few years ago. He was the Speaker of the House before Paul Ryan. He's now a consultant for the cannabis industry.
Wow.
$57 billion right now.
I like this one. Black Women's History Month.
Go ahead, Black.
Yeah.
Wakanda. Ooh, I'm doing the Wakanda thing. Black Women Awareness. All right, folks, that's so go out here and celebrate all this. Give all these folks your love. And we were talking about social media safety and privacy. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. If you have a question, call us at 1-800-450-7876. I have Akia Coppage. She with the Debt to Wealth seminar. Had a great seminar last month, and they're doing it again.
So what was your biggest takeaway? Because, you know, we had several presenters, and they were like...
I'm going to tell you the one that got me. The guy, I think his name was Danny.
Danny Jones.
Danny came. Danny came swinging, boy.
With the bat.
He said, look, when you write a check... Like you got a car note or some appliance you're paying for and you got that installment. He said, you tell them, I want you to apply
to my principal.
To my principal only. And then, of course, he said, and they're going to say, no, they're going to give you some rule that why they can't. And you know what you're supposed to do? Write them again. I want you to apply my payment to my principal.
Yeah.
And he said, they're going to give you the runaround. But unless you have signed some agreement that says you can't have an early out,
right?
They will eventually acquiesce. That was a big takeaway
to
me.
That was big.
So people that have these car notes.
Yeah, and all the interest that you pay on these notes and these loans and these mortgages, all of that apply to any debt.
That's right.
You can actually get yourself out of debt sooner.
So if you have a 7-year car note, like a lot of folks do, you can probably cut that down a couple of years.
And a lot of money in interest.
Oh, my goodness.
Because your interest is based on the balance. That's why he said put your money to the principal balance.
And, folks, that's the kind of information we got at this event. I'm sitting there saying to myself, why didn't I know this? Because they don't want you to know it.
Exactly.
As soon as I get out of here, I'm going to go call my car company. You must have been listening to that Kia seminar. We've had the 10th call we've had today. They're going to come looking for you, Kia. They're going to put a bullet. They're going to put a price on your
head. They got to deal with Danny.
Danny's the one, right? Danny, don't mess with me and get that Danny guy. Oh, Danny came swinging. The young lady with the credit. Talked about credit.
Wasn't she amazing?
She explained what makes your credit score go up and down and how to get your credit almost like 100 points in a month.
Well, she did that for me. Wow. She told you my testimony. I gave her permission. Yeah, 115 points in 2 months.
Wow.
We're knocking on 700 right now. Mm. And she has a guarantee. If you do your part and she does her part, she has a guarantee to get your score to 700.
Folks, that's the kind of information we picked up last month at this home buying and debt to wealth seminar. Then you had the insurance lady.
Oh. Now, that was the wealth piece I told you.
She was talking generational wealth.
Whew.
She talked about how the Jewish community does it, how the Asians are doing it, and how black people aren't doing it.
Well, you know, they didn't want us to know about it.
Oh, my God.
So now the secret is out. Now we're trying to educate them and show them. We did an event last night in Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
It took it back home.
Took it home.
You know, so we're just trying to instill this information to everybody. But, yeah, they were blown away from it as well.
Well, that's why I really admire what you're doing, Akia, because
thank you.
I go to events a lot of times, and I'm saying to myself, yeah, you're a bunch of folks just there trying to sell you something. I didn't see one sales pad. There was no sales pitch in the room.
We gave out gifts.
Yeah.
Fed you.
That was the chocolate of me. I thought, okay, now these guys are going to be hounding me. Nobody was selling. They were just giving out information.
Yeah.
Now, you have a kit. You put together a nice little kit for them to take information if they want to contact any of the presenters.
Yeah.
But there was no hard selling in the room. I said, wow.
And they actually reached out to the professionals. They actually signed up for many of the services, you know, but they wanted what we offered.
And I tell you what, folks, if you have a business that's related to financing and wealth, you might want to be a sponsor of this event.
Absolutely, because it costs money for it.
That's right. have a captive audience right there. Set up your table, a booth, and talk to these folks who have these issues, these financial issues. You may have just the service that they need.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just for homeowners.
That's right.
You know, actually, majority of the room were already homeowners.
That's right.
But they wanted to either buy another property or buy a second property or, you know, do something with their property. But it was all the other information that we were sharing that brought it all home.
Yeah.
And whatever business or service one may have can cater to all of the attendees that we have in the room.
Yeah, and I like the way it told a story. It covered so many pieces. It was very well put together.
Thank you.
And I like the way the lady there that came in at towards the end, they talked about insurance. And, you know, in our community, the only thing we know about in many cases, like we know term, you buy a term insurance policy. You know, the guy used to come to your door with a little book and they write, give him $10.
Yeah.
So we have this negative image of
mainly because you don't get to benefit from it. Somebody
That's
else
right.
is benefiting from the policy once you're not here. But this one is the new insurance. You know, you can use it while you're living and not just, to cover you when something happens negatively, but on a positive note, like generating wealth.
Right.
But when you have critical mass illness or, you know, chronic illness, somebody has to pay for this. You may not be able to work, you know. Somebody need to care for you. You can care for yourself by having the right policies, and that's what we're educating people on.
Yeah, so folks, go to marketingpulpit.com and get some information on this event. Come on out. When is the next one?
The next one? It came up so fast.
It did come fast. It seemed like last week.
4/21, April the 21st, next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Not tomorrow, but the following Saturday.
I tell everyone to get registered. It is an event that you do not want to miss. And the timing is now to get this information. So you can build upon something while we're in the early, what is it, 2018? Yeah. Early in the year, beginning second quarter, where will you be? Fourth quarter.
I like when you say the time is now. Because people, when I say people, I mean everybody. It's just a human nature. This is something that's congenital. It's like we're born with this. We can always get around to it later on.
Oh, yeah. It's no.
It's this, that, this is too important.
Not at all. It's very important. Yeah.
And so when I left there, I kept, and like I said, this is not a sales pitch, folks. I'm telling you. I don't have to sell this. I'm the host.
You MCing.
I'm supposed to know this stuff. But I left there with, and I knew some of it. I knew a lot of it.
Yeah,
but there was just enough so that no matter who you are, where you fit in the spectrum,
right,
whether you're a business, whether you are somebody who's just getting started with your life,
right,
somebody who's been out here for many years and just trying to turn things around, there was something for everybody.
Everybody. We had a child there. I didn't even know he was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was so engaged himself.
Right, right.
Yeah, did you remember the little boy?
That's right. I saw some people brought their children, and there's going to be a lot of that next time. So that's why I know you better get registered now.
You think we're going to have a lot of children next time?
I don't mean like children, but young people.
Oh, goodness.
No, you're not going to go out and get any sippy cups.
No.
And bouncy balls. What's those things? The moon bounces. It's not that kind of party.
It's not. But, you know, it was just amazing that, you know, a parent, so it was very important for them not to miss it. And
right.
She came, and she came with a child, and they both got something valuable out of it.
Yes, yes, and I'm sure that young lady, you know, some of these young mothers and single parents that came, they probably saying to themselves, I made a couple of decisions that it may not have been the best timing,
mm-hmm.
but I can do something now to change my trajectory.
Oh, yeah.
And I could see that. I could see it in the faces in the room. It's like, you know, it's never too late.
Yeah.
It's now. Do something now.
Yeah.
So that kid can have a better future.
And guess what? It was a holiday weekend.
It was Easter weekend.
Easter weekend.
The room was still full.
Yeah.
So, folks, don't wait around. There's another one coming up on April 21st. That's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Register now. How can they register, Kia?
They can go to Eventbrite, the Home Buying Debt, the number 2 Wealth Seminar, .eventbrite.com. They can go to your website, themarketingpulpit.com, and register. Register is very, very important. Get in on this April 21st date. We're having fun, you know, learning and growing together. What's going on.
You know what? I was surprised, and I know I should have known since you were throwing it. That was some good food up in there.
You know, every event I had, my people had to eat because I like to
goodness.
Eat. You know, so I think they went back for second and thirds and fourth.
Yeah, enough. Good. So you know, you figuring you're gonna go in there, you're gonna get the traditional muffin and maybe some coffee and water.
Right, right.
But that was some real food in there.
Yeah.
I mean, even folks who were, if you were vegetarian, there was.
We fruit, had everything. Fruit. Everybody covered. Yeah.
Everybody covered. So that was another takeaway. And because it was only 3 hours, but you know, it was like around lunchtime. So of course people want to naturally want some food. So if you miss breakfast, you come on in and so they get your food before you start.
Yeah.
Or you even had a break where you can go and get some food during the event. So it is no reason not to come to this event. So I will be back again. I'm emceeing and I kind of keep things moving along and Kia put me on the spot. She said, all right, now Robert's going to get up in a minute and tell us some more jokes. Holy crap.
You know I like to laugh, right?
Like, oh, my God. I didn't bring my joke book. I'm going to be all serious. Now I got to get in my...
You know, we're going in between speakers, so I need to hear clear for the next person.
Well, people tell me I'm funny by nature.
You
so
are.
I just had to do what I normally do.
Yeah.
But I hadn't heard it quite put that way. When somebody tell you to be funny, now you're on the spot.
You get stuck like a deer in headlights.
I was funny before then. I couldn't put two sentences together. So anyway, go to marketingpulpit.com. And while you're there, also support our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites. They have, if you have a business out there, and we also, it's an event that Kia is having also is very, very helpful to businesses, people trying to get money for their businesses and attract clients and generate wealth. But if you have a business and you need a location, a place to call home.
Oh, yeah. BLE is the spot.
BLE. Oh,
I have my office over there.
Yes, indeed.
What you we think? Were working late.
Yeah. Sometimes Kia and my car being the last ones in the parking lot. Well, mine's still over there pretty late, but they have opened their new location in College Park, which is a hub zone. And that is, I mean, that place is, they have like, some of the suites have like balconies. You can walk out on the balcony.
Wow.
Oh,
she's,
my God.
She's, I remember her when she first started.
I do too.
Yeah.
But guess what? She has been sponsoring this show. If you do it right, folks, that's why you need to call me if you're trying to grow a business, folks. Go to BLE Suites, BLESuites.com, or call them at 301-322 if you need an office. Somebody to answer your phone, mail, free internet.
All of that, yeah.
Free internet. Folks, that's the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com or BLE Suites to find out more about their services. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL Traffic Update brought to you by Compassion International. Very slow road work is going to be on the westbound freeway or southbound 395 near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Very heavy and slow. The activity really near 6th and 7th Street. Look for delays across the freeway there. On 295 southbound, you slow Eastern Avenue past East Capitol Street. Food, water, medical care, education, and more is what you'll give to a child in poverty. Release a child from poverty at compassion.com/radio. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by unbound.org. For today, sunny and warm, high near 83 degrees, clear overnight down to 62. Tomorrow, a mostly sunny day and high around 80. We all got to where we are through hard work and a little help. Open a world of opportunity for a child or elder dreaming of a better tomorrow at unbound.org. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
Folks, there is no such thing as privacy in this new age in which we live. I am here with Miss
Kia Coppedge.
She is the quintessential ambassador of economic empowerment. I left for a choice of words. I have my thesaurus sitting in my lap. So. All right, folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate with your host. If you have a question for me or my co-host, Ms. Kia Coppedge, give us a call at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have two topics on the table today. We're talking about social media safety. We're also talking about getting on that road from debt to wealth. Now, it's a meandering road, but it's a very doable road. The path can be circuitous at times, but you have to have the knowledge. You can shorten that curve a lot, substantially, by getting the information. I have witnessed it firsthand, people, so don't let these seats go. How many people can you hold over there?
60.
All right, folks, I'm telling you.
I would love standing room.
Those seats are going to go because we had the place filled up. We had a couple of empty seats, but the place was practically filled on an Easter weekend.
Yeah.
So just imagine what's going to happen this next week. So go ahead and register now. I've given you some examples of some of the takeaways I got, and I'm telling you, even though I'm emceeing, my ears are wide open. I'm going to be an expert. I'm going to be a pro by the time I leave here. I know for a fact I'm going to be better off.
What about the tax lady now? The new laws.
Yeah,
you forgot about Angela. Yeah.
Boy, she talking about, man, if you got this, see, this aligns with the marketing pulpit. If you don't have a business, just go start yourself a business. That's basically what she was saying.
Yeah.
There's so much. A lot of these rules that Trump has passed in his last tax proposal, legislation, applies to people that don't have businesses.
Isn't that amazing?
So if you sitting over there,
or multiple properties.
That's right. So if you sitting over there with got a good job, good, make that money. But if you want to save that money and protect it, you better start you a business.
Even a home-based business. That's
right.
Consider a business.
There are so many
side hustles.
That was another one of those takeaways, by the way.
Yeah.
There were so many, Key. I can't. Everybody. I'd be naming the whole program if you give me all the takeaways.
Look, I try to do my presentation real fast so I sit down and take notes.
No, yours was good, too. Yours was good, too. But you're right about the tax lady. She talked about of the things that did benefit, the many benefits of owning a business.
Yeah.
And so you business owners, there's a big incentive to come out and participate in this next event coming up on the 21st of April. Go to marketingpulpit.com right on our events. We have all the events right there. We have a matter of fact, on the 28th of this month, I will be at the my good friend Darryl Spears is having his Elite Conversations. It's also a joint venture between Elite Conversations and Sisters for Sisters Network.
Oh, yeah.
They're giving a business workshop, and I will be presenting. That's on April 28th, so go to marketingpulpit.com and register for that event as well. I do a course at several courses at Prince George's Community College. I did one this past Monday on social media strategies. Had a great turnout. Two of my favorite students, Janine and a lady named Christmas, they were just, oh my goodness, they just couldn't get enough of this class. Because I talk about how social media can work for businesses, it's not just about setting up a Facebook page. We talk strategy. And I'll be doing another class on the 26th on networking, why networking works and how you can benefit and really make money that you have. It's really kind of mind-blowing the kind of money you can make doing networking right.
They said networking is your network.
You know, I was part of BNI, Business Networking International.
Yeah.
I haven't been in the group for 4 years.
You still getting referrals?
I'm still getting business from I spent because I made some relationships.
That's it.
It's not just about getting a sale.
Mm-hmm.
Those relationships that you get. And so that's what I'm going to talk about at this event on the 26th. Go to a marketing pulpit. Also, I have that information on how you can register for the networking works and the Elite Conversations and Sisters for Sisters business workshop, where I will be also presenting. That's on the 28th. And then on the 21st, Home Buying and Debt to Wealth Seminar with Ms. Kia here. I will be emceeing and moderating the event. We're talking about social media safety. I gave you some tips. Kia hit on one that was really important. I was emphasized. Do respect the privacy of the people that you communicate with. They may not have the same opinion about social media that you do. So before you post all their license plate tag numbers and stuff, that's another one of those tips too. Beware of what's in the background.
Oh, wow.
That's something people don't really take not stock of.
So your license plate.
You got license plate. Sometimes people have documents. They might take a close-up picture
of something
on the table.
Wow.
And there's your phone number, your address, your checking
bank
account
card.
Number. Be aware. Think before you post. Before you post. A few more tips. You don't have to get on every network. Just know that. There are some networks you can pass on. Bigger is not always better when it comes to social media. You do not have to have a million friends. You do not. I'm telling you, people get so caught up on how many friends I have.
Yeah.
How many? So that means they're accepting everybody.
Yeah.
They're accepting people they don't even know.
I used to do that in the beginning.
I know, but that's the beginning.
Now I'm more picky. I'm like, then I go see who their friends are. I'm like,
Who their friends of friends
yeah.
are. And you have to watch that too, because sometimes your friends have accepted somebody who was a hacker because they didn't do their background.
Yeah.
So now you accepting it based on your friends' acceptance.
Yeah.
And now they've got both of you wrapped up in it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm telling you, folks, sometimes your friend is not your friend when it comes to social media. You may have to, I hate to say this, unfriend some people just for your own privacy.
And block them.
And block them just because they are putting you at risk.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to say that, but that is so true. Some of your friends are actually putting you in jeopardy by they're being loose. It's just like inviting somebody into your house. You have a roommate you bring in, but that roommate leaves the door unlocked when they leave.
Oh, goodness.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or leave the stove on, get you burned up because their carelessness. That's exactly what's happening in some of these social media situations. Also, be careful about installing these apps.
They said something about the flashlight app.
Yeah, a lot of these apps, they are. I said earlier in one of my shows once before, kid, I will say it again. If you are getting something free, you're loving it, and you're wondering how in the world these people stay in business, the product is you. You are the product.
Wow.
Whether it's a flashlight,
an email,
a free email account. These little toys that you see on Facebook, and you say, wow, this is so cool. I can put this little app on my phone and it can make me look like a movie star. I can do this, it can do that. Guess what they're doing? They are harvesting your information and they're going to leverage it and sell it. So pass on that. Pass on it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So let's see, what else here? Once again, I said you got to educate your friends. We talk about be selective about the networks. Separate your work and family. That's why if you have if you have to get, there's several reasons why you should have a Facebook, Facebook friends.
A family.
Why you have a Facebook account, which is called a profile.
Right.
And a Facebook business page.
Yeah.
Because once again, some of that information that you may share on your personal platforms doesn't need to bleed into your business platform and vice versa.
Yeah.
Now, some people, if you have used your Facebook page exclusively for business, it's not as bad, except if Facebook doesn't like that at all. And once they figure out what you're doing, they're going to come in and tell you. They're going to kick you out anyway.
Yeah.
So these are things. Folks, it's just information. It's knowledge. I'm not saying you're wrong or bad. You just didn't get the information.
Right.
Just like this, same thing applies to that debt-to-wealth information, that the WEF seminar. It doesn't mean that you're a knucklehead. Doesn't mean that you came, you're in a cave or you've been asleep at the wheel. It just means you didn't have the information.
Yep.
And that's why we bring you the Marketing Pulpit every week, and why we take a holistic approach. We don't just sit here and talk about how to go out here and get customers on or run ads.
Mm-hmm.
I would be doing a disservice because you have to connect the dots. What good does it mean to show you how to go out here and make money if you're going to go out here and lose it as fast as you make it?
Yeah.
And so that's why we bring in people who have experience in finance and economics to the show, and why we promote these events.
It's all about taking action. That's
taking
the most important piece. When they leave the event, what are you going to do next? I think one of our testimonies was like, I'm about to go take some action right now from the information that I just learned. And that's the most important piece. We don't want you to just get it so you can have it in your library.
Well, that's exactly right, because these presenters gave you actionable items.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, they said, go do this.
Yeah. They just laid it out there for you. So you didn't have to guess. Like Danny, I keep going back to Danny because he was such an entertainer. Danny was love. He said, when they tell you they're not going to do it, you write them again.
Oh, yeah.
We can't just apply your interest, your check to interest on him. You write him again.
That's it.
That guy, he hit it home. But he was not just Danny. It was all of them they were powerful in their own way. And including Kia.
Thank you.
What are you going to talk about next time, Kia? Tell us what your segment is about.
You know, it's going to be almost the same information, but, you know, I don't rehearse it.
Right.
It comes out the way it comes out.
In general, what is your segment about?
So mine is all financing. The mortgage process, how to get finance, right. You know, what to do, what not to do, what I do for you. You know, that's key, what I do for you. And so a lot of people don't even know where to start, where they fit in, you know, if they can even, you know, think about buying a house. But I take you by the hand and I do your profile.
Folks, look. Don't try to get it all on this show. Yeah. Come out to the event on April 21st. I will be there. Kia will be there. And a whole host of professionals in the financial empowerment business. Don't you miss it. Go to Marketing Pulpit and register. If you need help with your company and growing your business, contact me. I am Robert Gatewood. Call me at 301-839-2836 or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. Folks, that's going to wrap up the show for today. Thank you, Kia.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, folks. That's the show for today. And if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.